वतन का रहने वाला, मीठे बच्चे कहने वाला, करुणा प्रेम दया का सागर, करुणा प्रेम दया का सागर दिल में अपने बसाता है, वो मेरा बाबा है, वो मेरा बाबा है।
On one side, it's a great joy to talk about the power to forgive. On the other side, it is quite a test, as English is not mother tongue and not really used to give talks. So it was very good journeying about it, and felt also very happy that Baba has given the topic forgiveness, because it is a good deep thing for Claudia to churn about, to progress and to see, like, without having an open heart, really to forgive, there is no progress. That's the personal realization. With this blockage, Baba cannot be experienced properly. So I was thinking about an ABC. A for Atma. And realizing, like, when I see that myself is eternally good and everyone else is eternally good, I'm not taking sorrow. And the first thing feels like taking sorrow is the start to create unpleasant relationships, and taking sorrow from others and then giving back sorrow, and then it starts the whole circle about feeling hurt, and then comes who is wrong, who is right, and then maybe it comes Manmat also, which says I am right, then I'm talking to others to confirm. They tell me, yes, you're right, or they let me know, no, you're not right at all. And then the whole mess starts. And going back to understand, Baba tells me to follow Srimad. There is a chance to realize that whatever is going to happen is in context with myself. Has some kind of relationship with the past. But it is very easy to blame others, especially when something bigger happens and you feel really hurt. And then comes B. B helps me. Baba helps me to overcome the big test. Only Baba. And in Hindi it's so nice, this Ekbal Ekbarosa. This is very touching the heart. Ekbal Ekbarosa. Pronunciation is probably not so good. Anyway, some Hindi words are so touching the heart, and this is one of them. How much do I allow to Baba be my only support? Especially when someone is doing this and that, and you feel like that's too much, then comes back to sit at Amrit Vela properly and take this person next to you and talk to Baba. This is your child too. what to do? We are equal, but I'm taking so much sorrow from this person. Yeah, and Baba opens then the heart and gives me a feeling of smile or whatever. And it's a peanuts, it's really nothing. You have to be prepared for bigger things than to take sorrow from others. Yeah, and so that's the C point with the drama. That in the drama we see now with this coronavirus, we become probably a bit more introverted. maybe not. All samskaras come up and you feel like chatting. And it's also good to share, of course, because it's important to share from the heart, especially when you have trust in others. And that feels a very important point too, that when something big happened from the worldwide family, there are people around and you feel really trustworthy. So it can be also subtle support, that is the own experience. To really call from the heart, Mera Baba, and there is subtle support available and someone gives you a Skype call or whatever, somewhere on the globe, and is touched by Baba and is giving you support. That's amazing. And so I'm very touched because the world family is amazing. So drama is on one side a big test because all the karma stuff comes up, but on the other hand, it's amazing, beautiful, subtle family. So no reason to feel like, yeah, whatever. As in the city where I am, for the last 10 years, there was no other BK, but 2 years back, someone emerged. But because of health reasons, she's not able to come to Madhuban yet. So there is a lot of taking sorrow, you're on your own in your city, but actually Baba is always available, so no need to take sorrow. Or no need to forgive. Let's say, when I take sorrow and I don't forgive myself because there was a missed chance in the drama. Someone gave an opportunity, as Baba's nimit, and have not taken this chance. And then taking sorrow from that, the first thing is really to forgive myself to such an extent that the heart becomes open and big again. And ask Baba for forgiveness. And Baba forgives immediately. He's not really giving me a hard time. And then of course also to the person who I gave sorrow to, because of taking sorrow I give sorrow to, depending on which kind of what is said in English, like when someone is giving sorrow through thoughts, you give good thoughts back, or if you gave sorrow through thoughts, you give extra good thoughts. And the same with words. It's not happening if someone spoke, if you spoke to someone not nicely, that you just try to be Baba's nimit to spread sakash. You have to go to this person and talk to them. And not just send a WhatsApp message and think that's done. Yeah. One thing also to realize is I really do harm myself if I hold back something. The body is affected. And there is a person from America, she actually left the body, but it happened that she had cancer and she healed it. And so she started to realize that many parts of the body are connected with lackage of virtues or wrong attitude towards the drama. And her name is Louise Hay. This is the first name is like Louise in French, L-O-E-S-E. For those who want to check the YouTube site. And it's really nice when you, for example, have some pain here and there. She's giving you some kind of advice on what to look at. Could be greed, ego, fear, whatever. And this seemed helpful also to check why is this body not functioning sometimes because of not letting go, for example. Just thinking what the churning was, if there is something missing. Any other thoughts from your side? You are the jnani ones. On what do you focus for letting go, for having the power to forgive? To understand that it's really 100% accurate and there is benefit. It's a gift, yeah. So to understand the situation and to to change that, not to make the same mistake again. There is always a positive side. That's yeah. And in context, what is said, like the importance of Amrit Vela, that time when Baba is opening the intellect and telling us what is to focus on. And also feels like taking the Murli and just read one sentence out of the Murli, and so he's guiding. If there is this feeling, what to do? This is not possible. Can it? It cannot be true that something like that could happen. Then just taking the Murli and read the sentence, and you feel like, oh yeah, Baba is guiding me. Can be on the second, third, first page. It doesn't matter. It's the wonder of Baba. Yeah, now is definitely the time to fly. I was actually looking for an English song. Soul fly, fly so high. Did not find it. So why should we carry on taking sorrow and giving sorrow? And now we have Sangam Yoga, the time to fly. To experience reality, to experience the subtle region, Paramdham. So it's good to use the divine intellect to decide properly how much time I'm going to spend in this or that. What would you like to know?
Okay, how you came in here?
I'm from Switzerland, and some Indians think like that's paradise on earth. But it's not like that. It looks from outside, but we had a brother coming from Indore, end of January, to the city Basel, where I am, at the border of Germany and France. And before he started to share anything to the group, he said to a Tamil sister who came also for this event, "You have to do something. So many Tamil speaking are empty in this city. And it's not only the Tamil speaking." So that's the city in Switzerland, not the only city where people feel empty. And there was this search for true love. And so in 07, there was an invitation to go to Oxford for a retreat. given by my sister. She's also a PK. She always said, come to Zurich Center, you can learn meditation. And I replied, no, no. If I want to do that, I do that in Basel. No need to travel to Zurich. And then she came up, there is a retreat in Oxford. Would you like to join? And I said immediately, yes. So I walked into this beautiful building where you might know it's really from the Queen Elizabeth. Her mother used to have her one of her residences there, Queen Victoria. And whilst taking one step into the building, I knew here I'm going to find what I was looking for. And so it went for 3 days, and on the third day at Amritvela, Baba found me, or I recognized him. Yeah, and the realization is really everyone is beautiful point of light, and we are all equal, and everyone has specialities. Yeah, thanks to beautiful Baba, we are all here. And we have a nice part in front of us. Subconsciously, yes. Because listening to Hindi, whatever gathering, fills my heart very happy, makes my heart happy. And Gita Ben speaks Hindi, and we traveled from Heathrow, London Airport, to Ahmedabad together. And we will most likely go back together, let's see what's in the drama. And this Hindi language is really, for all BKs, available subconsciously. And whenever Baba says in the Morli, at the end, Yad PR, I'm never going to say it in Swiss or German, not even German, that's even worse, or English, because it doesn't bring the feeling of Bhavna along. There is so much depth in it, this Yad PR. And, yeah. Or yesterday when Brother Sachin gave this class, was this feeling, let's just go sit in and listen, even if you do not understand. Gita was sitting there also next to me, and I just tried to sit down, and then I heard Prem Kush, and then I said to Gita, that's enough. Now I'm happy. Baba gives Prem Kush, and so just go and sit. Prem Kush. You just use this word, Prem Kush. You made a sentence with Prem and Kush. And then that was like walking in 2 seconds, walking out 2 seconds, and it's done. And so Baba gives whatever is needed. Prem and Kush to overcome whatever is needed. Also with the topic, power to forgive. And then we can fly. And thanks, really, it helped preparing this to be busy on one side, and also to stay cheerful, whatever's happening. You do not go into anything, and you're busy. And it brings you closer to Baba. That's the main thing. Om Shanti.